you are here to talk about the Greek Festival. This is Jeannie Duffy, and the Greek Festival, this is the 10th annual Greek
Festival.
This is the
10th year we've done it, yes. I can hardly believe it.
Well, I live out in Battlefield. I drive past the signs there on Republic Road very often every year, so I know where the church is. It is St. Thomas the Apostle Orthodox Church at 4200 South Holiday Avenue, and it's going on today, well, actually tonight, and then tomorrow and Sunday.
Correct.
On the parking lot at the church, and it's 5 to 10 p.m. tonight, and then noon to 10 p.m. tomorrow, and noon to 3 on Sunday. So what can people expect to, what's going to be the same and what's going to be different this year with the Greek Festival?
Since this is our 10th anniversary and we get a lot of repeat customers and visitors, we wanted to add a lot of new things this year, and whether we can pull it off, because you know how Greeks are, we just try the best we can, because what we want to do is have fun.
Right.
And we would not be doing this if we didn't have fun. And it's more like a party than a festival. And so we have, like we always have, the dancing, which is dear to my heart because I grew up dancing. I don't even know when I learned how. It was just,
it's part of your DNA.
Yeah, right. And so there'll always be the dancing, and we'll always have the souvlaki, and always have the gyro, and a lot of the same entrees, but we did add last year, and we're continuing with this year because it was popular, kefthetas, which are Greek meatballs, which people really like. But the two things that we are adding is we have loukoumades, which are like Greek donuts, but Randy, you would love these. I mean, and we're going to make them right on. And we bought this old loukoumades machine. And,
you make them right on site.
Right, because they're best made right on site. So
donuts.
We're going to do that. And then we're going to do saganaki, which is flaming cheese. Now, if we pull this off, it'll be, you know, we bought a lot of fire extinguishers. That's all I can say. But we.
This is experimental.
Yes, this is. Saganaki, when they suggested that we do this, I said, flaming cheese? You want me to make flaming cheese? Because we didn't do this at home. I mean, you know, this is a restaurant kind of thing.
Sure.
So you take this Greek cheese and you brown it on both sides and just until it's kind of melty in the center. Then you pour ouzo on it. And then you light it up and you yell, opa. You douse it with lemon juice and you eat it with little pita triangles. And it's pretty darn yummy.
Now, in addition to all the food and, of course, the dancing, there's going to be all kinds of music as well. Mm-hmm. And who's providing the music?
The music is just something, dances I grew up with. And so it's like one of our local people is a disc jockey. And so the music, I don't know, Randy, if you're used to Greek music, but, you know, people will say, oh, no, I can't do that. I can't get up and dance. But the music is, it forces you to get up to dance. That's all I can say.
But you've also have a bounce house for the kids.
For the kids. We were trying to find a Parthenon bounce house, but we can't find it.
That would be, I'd like to see that. That'd be kind of fun to see. And you'll have Greek memorabilia and silent auction items donated by local vendors. What kinds of things will be available?
We have all kinds of things. We have handmade carving boards, and we'll have, I'm trying to think of what else we've got, but other various things that I actually cannot think of all of them right this moment.
It'll be a surprise to whoever comes and participates.
We'll set it up this afternoon.
And you have a Greek for a Day photo op booth.
Oh, yes. Now, that's just highly popular, and I'm surprised because they say to me, because there's not many Greeks over there, you know, they say to me, how about, and I'm thinking, what? No one wants to do that. But people love doing it, and we have costumes that they can drape around them.
Right.
And we've got a new backdrop this year. The old one we had, you know, it's a Grecian scene in the back, and it's nice for our Facebook, you know, kind of thing.
And there will also be brief talks about the Eastern Orthodox faith in the sanctuary.
That's right. Father Andrew. Those are also very popular. Mm-hmm. We find that people are curious about the Orthodox faith.
Sure.
And he gives very entertaining short
talks. Not Eastern Greek Orthodox. It's a different sect. I don't know why I said Eastern. That's Russia.
No.
Or is it really sort of the
same? It's the umbrella.
Okay.
Over all of them.
I thought there were maybe differences between the Greek Orthodox and the Eastern Orthodox as far as...
No, it's all under the same
okay.
umbrella, yeah.
See, that's the sort of thing you can learn if you
right,
if
right.
you go and have Father Andrew talk to you.
And he explains very well in a very humorous way, and he's actually very funny.
Yeah, he is. He's a good guy. And by all means, in addition to all the food and stuff, that there will be alcohol and non-alcoholic beverages and all the entrees and pastries and goodies mm-hmm. and... Dance. You have to... Now, will somebody teach some of these native Greek dances?
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
You can't just get up and shake a leg. You have to do it right, I guess.
Actually, no. You just have to hang on to people on both sides of you.
There you go.
That's all you have to do.
Okay, yeah.
So that's all you have to do. And you know, it's a circle dance.
Yes.
So we get people who with the wind around in the circle. It's just good times. And Greeks like you to dance with them.
Absolutely.
And eat with them.
And eat.
And drink with them.
Now, how many people do you expect?
Well, in the past, we've had about 5,000, which we, you know, we're small. We're very small. And there are hundreds of festivals in the area. So we're glad that we get...
Well, you've got the Japanese
happy.
Fall Festival.
Right,
yeah.
right. We're always happy that we get as many people as we get. We really like it. I wanted to mention one thing, because you asked about new things.
Yeah.
It's a wine tasting bar.
Okay.
Of Greek wines. That's something we haven't done, and that's what we're going to do this year.
Well, this is the 10th annual Greek festival. Very traditional, family-oriented sort of celebration. Tonight, from 5 until 10 p.m., tomorrow from noon to 10 p.m., and Sunday from noon to 3 in the parking lot at St. Thomas the Apostle Orthodox Church out in Southwest Springfield, 4200 South Holiday Avenue. Admission is free,
mm-hmm.
And information is available at 841-8586.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else? I got like a Facebook page or...
We do, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. I guess you could probably just search St. Thomas the Apostle
right,
Orthodox
right.
Church.
And, but just come on out. You know, we'll be there. And,
all weekend.
And we like I say, we love to dance and have fun and eat, and I think you'll enjoy it.
All right. Jeannie Duffy, representing St. Thomas the Apostle Orthodox Church in Springfield with the 10th Annual Greek Festival tonight, all day tomorrow, and Sunday afternoon out there at the Orthodox Church at 4200 South Holiday Avenue. Again, the phone number is 841-8586. All right, thanks for being here.